call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Kia ora, Nicole. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Kelly. How are you?
Good. Is it hot over in Australia at the moment?
Today is not too bad, but we're expecting some, like, high 30s weather soon.
So. Oh, we are getting really hot over here, so I just assumed.
Oh, really?
I just assumed you guys would be too. However,
it should be.
It's something else is getting hot. Same-sex marriage is now law.
It's law.
What a segue.
Yeah, it's a great segue. We finally caught up to you and a lot of other countries in the world. And, yeah, it's officially law. This morning it was given the royal assent by the Governor-General, so it's all official.
It's all official. Do you think, is there going to be like a huge line now of people lining up to get married?
Yeah, I've already heard some news stories about people who are being hired for wedding services.
Yeah.
And there's a list that people can sign up for, like, an intention to marriage list.
Right, okay.
Because the marriages can only happen from, I think it was 9th of January or mid-January, something like that.
Oh, okay. So, why is that?
I think it's just a notice period that comes with the law.
Right.
I'm not sure why, but it's just, yeah, weddings as early as 9th of January.
So that's going to be a big weekend, that 9th of January weekend?
It is going to be. And all the people who have already married overseas, like in places like Canada, that their marriages will already be recognised. So now that the law is passed, they're all legal marriages.
Oh, awesome. Oh, that must be so exciting. So I'm guessing there's quite a happy reaction from a lot of Australia today.
Yes, tons of happy reactions.
Yeah.
And in the end, you know, the Parliament had the free vote and there were only four people who said no. When you look at the picture of Parliament, just everybody standing on one side of the room.
I saw that one guy picked up, like one politician picked up another politician.
Yes.
It looked all very exciting in Parliament today.
Yeah, great moment.
Yeah.
You rarely see that, happening with, you know,
that kind of enthusiasm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Another story in Australia at the moment, Australian Tax Office is saying that 36% of big firms and multinationals paid no tax.
Yes, so the Australian Tax Office releases a transparency report now and then, and this time it was for the 2015 to 2016 financial year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of concern about multinationals and other big firms not paying any tax, and I think people were assuming that these figures would be better, but it turns out that even more companies aren't paying tax.
Oh, no.
Over 700 companies paid no tax at all. And
how do they get away with that?
Yeah, it's really confusing because you assume that these companies are making a lot of money, but the tax office has said, well, it's not necessarily illegal because the way that the companies are structured, so obviously some money is like going overseas somehow.
Right.
And also there's losses in particularly the energy and resources segment because there's been a dramatic decline in iron ore and coal prices. So like these big companies like BHP have been posting losses.
Right.
I don't know how it works.
Yeah. Is there any sort of, consequence for this now that they've come out saying they haven't paid any taxes, you know, do they face any sort of consequence?
Yeah, I think the people who have been pushing for even greater transparency and accountability for these companies now have, you know, even more sort of evidence to say, well, look, you know, Adani had over $700 million revenue and they paid $0 in tax. Maybe we should look at our laws and how they can get away with this.
Yeah, exactly right. Mm. In a bit more happier news, however, scientific team scouring Great Barrier Reef found a new species of coral.
Yeah, this is a really nice story because obviously the Great Barrier Reef is not healthy overall.
No,
There's a lot of bleaching, and people say that it might be it might disappear within like say 15 years even as short as that. And so this scientific research organisation Great Barrier Reef Legacy went on an expedition to the far northern reaches of the reef, and they found just a small area that was actually thriving, which is very strange, very unusual. They did not expect it. And, yeah, they found a new species of coral.
Mm, and it's one of only three coral that's been found in the last however long, isn't it? Something.
Yeah, it was 30 years.
Yeah, since, crazy.
So it is. It's crazy, and I'm sure these scientists are very excited.
Yeah. Yeah, well, especially the fact that it survived the bleaching is quite incredible.
It is incredible. It makes you hope that, you know, if we do eventually change our laws so that we can start to kind of protect this more, that nature has some sort of resiliency.
Exactly, yeah, to our yeah. stupid errors.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Nicole, and we'll chat again next week and hopefully more happy news.
Yes, I hope so.
See you later.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.